Good morning. 00 hours. Rain. 59 degrees. Good morning. 01:00 hours. Rain. 59 degrees. Good morning. 02:00 hours. Rain. 59 degrees. Good morning. 03:00 hours. Showers. 59 degrees. Good morning. 04:00 hours. Showers. 57 degrees. Good morning. 05:00 hours. Rain. 57 degrees. Good morning. 06:00 hours. Rain. 59 degrees. Good morning. 07:00 hours. Cloudy. 57 degrees. Good morning. 08:00 hours. Rain. 59 degrees. Good morning. 09:00 hours. Cloudy. 59 degrees. Updated weather. Air quality alert. Air quality alert. Air quality alert. Good morning. 10:00. Showers. 59 degrees. Air quality alert. Air quality alert. Air quality alert. Good morning. 11:00. Showers. 59 degrees.
Good morning, Base Benny, KDO. Anybody around for a signal check? Good morning. I missed that. Can I try it again? Yeah. Yeah, you're broken up. Sorry, old man. I can't copy. Okay, very good. Ending in U, that's all I got. 73.
Air quality alert.
Kilo 8, Papa Lima, mic testing.
Air quality alert. Air quality alert. Good afternoon. 12:00. Showers. 61 degrees.
DFO.
GF8, BFO. Kilo 8, Palima Mike. Mobile and power. Do you copy?
I do, yes. It's a beautiful day. I wish I was up there already.
As an FYI, the black flies are biting, so make sure the boys have sweatpants that they can wear. They're biting like crazy.
I think when the fire starts and some smoke comes around, that'll probably push them back.
I copy that. Copy that.
Have you made any other contacts?
No, this repeater has been quiet. I've had the radio on for a good hour, and there's no one on.
Have you done POTA?
No, I didn't bring my HS rig. I just brought the 2-meter rig.
Sounds good. Well, I'm going to go pitch up and get everything ready, and we'll see you at 6 o'clock.
Hey, copy that. Just take your time. Think what you're doing. I'll see you when you get up to.
Sounds good. KSA CFO out.
KSA CFO, this is Kilo 8. Lima Mike, I'm clear.
Air quality alert. Air quality alert. Air quality alert. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Cloudy. 62 degrees. Air quality alert. Air quality alert. Air quality alert. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Cloudy. 65 degrees. Air quality alert. Air quality alert. Air quality alert. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Showers. 64 degrees.
K0 BPL mobile. K0 BPL 205.
Air quality alert. Air quality alert.
KCAIYE, KCAIYE, this is KEXURV. KCAIYE, KCAIYE, this is KEXURV. You are on the radio, Bob? I heard KEXURV.
Air quality alert. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Cloudy. 66 degrees.
This is KF8AKV. Trying a second time for a radio check. I don't think I've got a program quite right yet.
That last transmission was unreadable, but that station calling for a radio check, you're coming in just fine. Over. This is KF8EDQ.
KF8EDQ from KF8AKP. No, I don't have it set quite right yet. Believe it or not, I'm in VFO mode with the offset and the CTCS. You know, appropriate. And I tried to shove all that data into a memory location, and that's not working. That's ridiculous that it works in VFO mode, but not memory mode.
Yep, copy that. I have your call sign as KF8EDV, I have written down. Yeah, you have my call sign down correctly. It's Kilo Foxtrot 8 Echo Delta Quebec. You're coming in clear. Once you get that channel saved, you should be all set there. I'll be clear and monitoring after your final.
Yeah, I normally would use chirp with the laptop, but my laptop puked. So I'm trying to use the stupid little buttons that come on the microphone, and I'd like to say I'm halfway there. I just got to cram it into a memory location now. KF8 Alpha Kilo Victor will be 73, but monitoring.
Yep, copy that. KF8 AKV, got it.
This is KF8DMZ. Mike, I think I heard you out there. This is Aaron. Just wanted to say, hey, hope you're having a good one.
Yep, copy that, Aaron. I'm in the middle of a meeting, but I heard you call me out there. Yeah, I'll be monitoring a little bit later. Thanks for calling me out. I'll call you out later. This is KF8EDQ closing.
Okay, sounds good. This is KF8DMZ, clear.
All right, Aaron, are you still listening? I'm out of that meeting now. I think I have your call sign down as Kilo Foxtrot 8. Delta Oscar Zulu. Do I have that correctly? This is KF8EDQ.
Kilo Foxtrot 8 Delta Mike Zulu.
Nice. I love that call sign. That's a cool call sign. All right, I'll write it next to your name. I'll write it next to your GMRS call sign too, so I have that down. Cool. Thanks for calling me out. It's been an interesting day so far. I've been busy with work off and on. I actually adopted a dog today. I don't know if I told you that I've been fostering a dog this week, but I added to my pack about an hour ago, so I now have three dogs. How's your day going so far?
Hey, that is great. I'm glad it worked out. Yeah, you said you were thinking about it, so congrats on getting the new dog. Sounds like a good fit. Going good. Weird weather. It was pouring this morning, so I wasn't planning on doing much, but the sun's out. My wife's almost off work. We're going to hit a farmer's market or something and just have a good day.
Yeah, copy that. That sounds fantastic. I went to Pet Supplies Plus to get Cassidy a new name tag and a new collar. And then I paid for the collar. I got her one of those big Gotcha Day cookies, and I paid for the name tag. And then I walked out of the store. I didn't think to turn around and then have that name tag engraved. So now I have to go back to the store again. But that's all right. I have to go out and grab something for dinner later anyway.
Hey, that's funny. That sounds like exactly something that I would do. Sounds like that dog's going to be living the good life. Very cool.
Yeah, copy that. She's been living it up. She has moved in very quickly. She's gotten used to the bed. It seems like that might be her favorite. She spent the first couple of days sleeping on the dog bed behind me in the office. But I think she's picked a spot on the bed there. She got the most comfortable there. But, yeah, we're going camping this weekend, too. So it'll be her first, maybe her first boat ride ever. We'll see how she does in the boat. But she does great in the truck. So I've got, she'll probably get along with the other dogs on the boat, too, I imagine.
Very cool. Yeah, we just went the other day and got the heartworm medicine for our critters, so we can start getting them out on hikes and stuff ahead of these mosquitoes. I can't wait to get them out there, get them moving again.
Yeah, copy that. What do you have your dogs on? I think it was another station was asking me what I had my dogs on. I use Simparica Trio. Is there a certain flea and tick medication that you go with?
You know, I'm looking for the box. My wife's, like, in charge of all that. She, like, passionately reads all day and does all that. And when she gets home, I will shout it out to you either here or on the other station or on the other channel and let you know, because I don't know exactly which ones they are.
Yeah, copy that. None of my dogs have heartworms, so I don't have to treat them for that, but the flea and the tick and I guess the heartworm preventative, and I use Simparica Trio because the vet told me it's like an all-in-one pill. Like sometimes it has dewormer in it, so if they ever get some sort of parasite or whatever, they'll clear it with just their monthly treatment there. So, and I take them out where there are ticks. So I get them vaccinated for Lyme, and that Simparica Trio seems to do a really good job. I've been taking my dogs camping for years. I haven't found a tick on them yet.
Very cool. Yeah, we've had a couple on us, but luckily none on the dogs yet, too. But it's not something I want to run into, so hopefully this will help.
I've got another 15-20 minutes of work to do today, so I'm going to finish up with work, and then I'll be taking these dogs for a walk again. So I'm taking them for a couple, we've been doing multiple walks a day, so it just helps Cassidy get in with the groove, you know what I mean. So, yeah, it's going to be a good day. I'll grab something for dinner later, get her name tag engraved, and probably relax in the backyard and listen to the radio. But this is KF8, EDQ. I'll be clear and monitoring after your final.
Hey, sounds like a blast. I hope you have a good one. This is KFACMZ. I'm also clear.
KF8AKB, diving into your guys' conversation. The KF8s seem to be the cool kids. There's three right in a row.
Hey, this is KF8DMZ. How's it going this afternoon?
Not too bad. Whether it's true or not, I'm leaning on the fact that it rained this morning, so I don't have to go outdoors and do any yard work. I can do some ham work instead.
Exactly. Sounds like a good rule there. I should follow that rule also. Unfortunately, we have like this horrible black.
I'm making some adaptations to my antenna, so
I'll probably run the mower over thing.
I'm just going to take a me-day and work on that.
Hey, I'm so sorry. I think I might have doubled over you. My apologies.
I just say that I've been in slow motion making some adaptations to my antenna, so I'll get a little bit more of that done today.
Okay, very cool. Well, that sounds like something to do if it gets nice out. Yeah, I'm going to have to get out in the yard a little bit. We have this terrible black walnut tree, and I'm super allergic to black walnut pollen. It's dumping stuff everywhere, so I got to go try to get all that up, unfortunately.
Well, it isn't like you're going to not be allergic to it. It might be time to say goodbye to that tree.
Funny, that is definitely on the agenda for this year. We've been moving that direction for a couple of years. I think we're going to finally call it this year.
Consider selling it. I believe they'll come out and cut it down for you, clean up the mess, and drive away. You might even make a couple bucks on it.
No, it's funny you say that. My father-in-law said the exact same thing. I had no idea people are looking for that kind of wood, so I've got to ask around. Hopefully I can find someone that will do that. That would be great.
Yeah, black walnut's cherished by carpenters. Not for building homes, mind you, but dressers and whatnot.
Yeah, it sounds like that would be a win-win. Hey, I've got, speaking of my wife, she's heading in the driveway right now. We're about to go head out to a farmer's market out in Sinton, so I'm going to let you go for now, but hopefully I'll catch you on the bands here. This is KF8DMZ. I'll be clear on your final.
This is KF8AKV. Before you leave, you say you're in Fenton. I'm in Muir, just east of Ionia.
Hey, yeah, actually, I'm over in Grand Blanc. I'm coming in on the Flint repeater. We're just going out to, there's a farmer's market out there, and it's just a little down the freeway, so we're going to try to take advantage of this nice sun.
Oh, you don't pronounce it Grand Blanc?
So funny. Sometimes I do when we're feeling fancy, and I put my little pinky up and everything just to make it funny.
Thank you for the laugh very much. This is KF8AKVOB73.
Anytime, KF8DMZ, clear.
Air quality alert.
KF8, DFO, monitoring.
Air quality alert.
KF8 DFO.
KF8 DFO. This is Kilo 8 Papa Lima Mike. How copy?
Hey, KF8 DFO. Yes, we are trucking along here.
Okay, copy that. I will order G's for us, I guess, and we'll go from there when you get up here. Over.
That sounds perfect. Just get us the Southwest salad, get cheese pizza, and I'll pay you back. We appreciate it.
Copy that. What is your ETA?
We are on 75, trucking north, about to hit the 23 Standish exit in 1.5 miles. We have 48 miles to go, 57 minutes estimated without issues. I'm telling you what, the smoke is pretty bad out here.
KF8 DFO, this is Kilo 8, Papa Lima Mike, misidentifying. Copy that. No, here at Tahoe State Park, there is, I guess, a good breeze keeping the smoke away. So, amen for the breeze.
Well, that is good to hear. We're excited to get there. Maybe hit the beach, do a little kayaking, ride some bikes. So hopefully it's smooth sailing for us. I'll be on this channel the duration of the trip.
You'll be on this frequency, the Guilford repeater. Copy that.
Have you heard anything about Ben yet?
Two baby girls delivered. Both are doing great. Both have, we've seen pictures. They both have good color for being preemies, and everybody's doing well.
Fantastic to hear, fantastic to hear.
I mean, when you get here, I'm wondering if you even have time to go to the beach. It might get kind of cold. You might just want to eat, set up, ride bikes, eat first, and then we'll do a fire. How's that sound?
Sounds good. I promise I'll make we at least walk to the beach, maybe put our feet in or just play in the sand. No big deal.
Okay, copy that. I tell you what, I will free up the repeater. I will give you a call in 15, 20 minutes, see where you're at, how things are going, and we'll go from there. KF8 DFO, this is Kilo 8 Papa Lima Mike. I am standing by.
KF8 BFO, I will be monitoring this channel.
Air quality alert. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Cloudy. 66 degrees. Air quality alert.
KF8 BFO. This is Kilo 8 Papa Lima Mike. I'll copy.
KFA VFO, yes, we are on 23 North. We just passed Oz Gray. We got about 30 minutes to go.
Copy that. Our other party up here who stand with us wants to know if you want to go to G's with them. They're going to go. They're not going to take out. Or do you guys feel it's easier for us just to take out and have it here when you get here?
Unfortunately, it probably would be easier for us just to have it there at the campsite. Because I don't think the kids want to get back in the car and go somewhere once we're there.
Okay, copy that. Copy that. We'll go with that.
Yeah, please feel free to tell people not to wait for us. Or, you know, if you guys need to eat, go ahead and eat. No big deal.
All right, copy that. You said your ETA was 30 minutes. That's fine.
Correct. We're going to get to the campsite at 5:55 p.m., but obviously it takes about 10 minutes to, you know, back in and all that jazz.
Copy that. All righty. KFA BFO, Kilo 8, Papa Lima, Mike. I'll be clear. Give me a holler when you get closer.
KFA BFO, sounds good. I am continuing to monitor this frequency.
All set. Kilo 8, Papa Lima, Mike. I'm clear.
Air quality alert.
KFA, CFO, Kilo 8, Papa Lima Mike. Kilo 8, Papa Lima Mike, do you copy? Kilo 8, Papa Lima Mike, do you copy?
Camp 8, BFO, Kilo 8, Papa Lima Mike. How do you copy?
We are at the campsite.
Copy that. You're at the physical site or at the park entrance?
We are at the park entrance.
Copy that. Alrighty, I'll, wait for you guys to get here and give you a hand. KF8 BFO, Kilo 8, Polyma Mic, clear.
You're coming in real scratchy. Maybe we should talk on cell.
Yeah, it's just, we're probably, yeah, to be expected. Anyway, no problem. Talk to you, see you soon. KF8 BFO, Kilo 8, Polyma Mic, clear.
Air quality alert. Good evening, 1800 hours. Cloudy. 65 degrees.
NAWCB, this is Kate Wayne.
Well, we're
was busy. It was definitely a busy day, but we got through it, made it, and got tomorrow, and then two half days. So we're almost there.
Yeah, compared to 12 hours, those six will hopefully go by pretty quick. Definitely a big difference there. But I'm glad you got that kind of breaking up there this time around. Got tomorrow full day and Saturday, Sunday half. You can't be back.
Right, exactly. So we'll get through it and enjoy the weekend there. So how was your guys' day?
It went pretty good today. I finally was able to oil or drink something out of that sliding door. Got sitting there. There's no wheels anymore on it. It slid up in the frame. So we'll make do with it. Trying to make some contact today, coming out of the radio again, and still working on finishing up the radio. Just making the notes back to us and we'll send it back tomorrow. But other than that, we're doing pretty good here.
Cool. Good stuff. I heard it wasn't too bad outside. It was a little muggy. Seems like it's a little muggy still, but wasn't too bad. So.
Yeah, that's it. It was a little muggy today out there. Not too bad to work. There wasn't a lot of other heavy things to do out there. Like I said, just trying to get that door oiled up there. But the rain did show the.
Yeah, it's definitely a much needed commodity there, and that'll be good. And I'll have to send you some audio here. I heard earlier today. I'll have to send it to you and see what you think of it. I'm interested in your feedback.
That'd be fine, sure. Definitely always interested there and hearing interesting things or reading interesting things. Definitely think we get there, but we'll look forward to we'll look for that.
It's pretty. I got a chuckle out of it, so. I think you will, too.
Okay, I'm sure I will, definitely. It's good to have a good laugh, good joke or good laugh that comes across. Kind of makes your day there, I guess.
Oh, it does. It does. It lightens the mood a little bit and the room a little bit. So.
Absolutely. Yeah. you need those moments there to lighten up the day. Like you say, whether a joke or slip up or just something to, like I say, just something to chuckle at. Kind of makes the day there, maybe if you're in a bad mood or even if you're in a good mood, kind of helps out there.
Yeah, for sure, definitely. So, you going to be on the net tonight?
Yep, that's the plan. The plan is to participate. Definitely be checking in. Looking forward to it tonight. Try to check into the Oakland County as well afterwards. But, yeah, looking forward to it tonight.
Good. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it, too. I'm excited. I get excited about this, about the Nets, and it's been a good thing. It's been pretty nice. I've been reporting the hours for, volunteer hours for Oxcom, and it's kind of neat to see our numbers go up and volunteer numbers go up, so it's a good thing, definitely, for sure.
That's right. Beware of foot tunnel. Those foot tunnels were my friends back in the day, especially when cat became more prevalent. Definitely like the foot tunnels. The boy for the unsuspecting, not so good.
Yup, yup. Exactly. So, hey, good stuff. And Mike said he went to Land Cruiser's meeting yesterday. Had a good meeting there, and they're gonna help out with the fox hunt training. So looking forward to that. And they've got which I'll be announcing later. They're doing the siren test here Saturday. So looking for some people to help out. So I'm gonna try to advertise it and maybe get some of our guys to help out there.
Hey, WCB. Yes, I think that's good in that regard. Glad I was able to go to the meeting, and you know, even if they working with the ARPFC group together, like in the county here, or even with the ARPFC group with another, with an amateur radio club. Not so much into it, but our purpose, is really the purpose for, it's good to be able to, work with one another, just where needed, and we're glad that that's something that's happening here. Glad to be able to announce that.
Yeah, it's good. Getting to know these guys, and good interoperability works well, and builds good friendships, good relationships there, and come down to it, we all work together in the the same thing, and towards the same goal. So it's pretty cool. I'm excited.
Yes, absolutely. All walks of life get into ham radio, and they're all different avenues and purposes. Got me able to step up to the hands, there's always, those that are willing to, to lend aid or maybe some valuable advice, experience and that, that's a great thing.
Yep, lots to learn about the hobby, and everybody's got something to contribute towards it, and the more you know, the better off you'll be,
Absolutely, yeah. It was good getting back on today. It's been really busy. Last week, it seems like every day is trying to catch up, and I'm glad how it worked out, and getting the problems along and all that other good things done. Because I was surprised to get that paper there to prove, and that just takes a lot of time. Pull through the paper and read it, footnote, figure with the conservative going at it. So if it's happened to you, get on the radio. Good to be on a little bit today, hoping to let you know time ahead to spring.
Can't blame you. Yeah, for sure. Definitely good opportunity there, so.
Yeah, I even worked out off the DMR there today. Again, no contacts. I tried a couple of places there on the Oakland County side, especially. And, hey, it's one of those days, and might in time work it, and might get a
Oh, it is. It is. And there's days where, you know, the bands are they're busy and, you know, people are talking, and there's just days where it is just like dead silence. There's nothing.
Yeah, boy, that I agree with you on that one. Like you say, you know, you kind of scan through. Sometimes, you know, you just can't commit to, you know, jumping in, but maybe you just want to listen for a few minutes. You know, you go through it, like, there's nothing on meters, 70 centimeters, and other times, you know, it's a couple of people things going. I heard some shows on this procedure the other day.
Yeah, for sure. For sure, definitely. So, well, Dad, I'm home. I'm going to head in here and unwind before the net. I've got net control tonight, so you guys are stuck with me. But looking forward to the net. Looking forward to the good time on the radio. And hopefully you guys enjoy your evening. And like I said, I appreciate you coming along north with me to chat.
Better than 911. You don't have the calls coming at you. You got the call signs coming at you, but not the calls. That's a lot better scenario to be in. But anyway, we'll let you get ready and head on in and tell everyone hello. It's dinner as well here. Here's for tomorrow. But anyway, thanks for the ride along. And tell everyone 73.
Sounds good, Dad. Sounds good. You guys enjoy your evening. I'll be back here shortly. Tell Mom we said hi. 73's and 88's to your Mom, KYNU, Claire.
Air quality alert.
This is K8YNU, the Macomb County ERPSC net. We'll start in 15 minutes.
K8YNU, NEZ.
Well, good afternoon. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, and how are you, David?
I am tired. Worked a good 12-hour shift today, and it was very busy. How are you?
Waiting for that tail to drop took a long time with that ID in there, too. Feel good, feeling good. Had a really good day. I'm still kind of high from last night. So many things fell into place at Lance Cruz's meeting last night and the fox hunt and everything. Gosh, that was just so much fun. And being in the vehicle that won also made it outstanding. But yeah, I was playing radio all day today, reading up on my new radio and taking the old one out of the go box and starting to get the new one fitted into it.
And and I got your programming cord for the I ordered a programming cable and got canceled and got delayed and got delayed. Finally got the programming cable today, and so I will be able to program that that radio that we had donated. So that will be on my list starting tomorrow morning, and see what we can do with that radio. Over.
Hey, that sounds great. That sounds great. I'm excited. It sounds like you had fun last night, and looking forward to doing that here with our group. And it's gonna be fun. I'm excited about it, and looking forward to getting everything all programmed and everything falling into place there.
Should be good. Okay, I'm gonna let you get yourself prepared for the net, and I will stand by for the net. This is November 8th, Victor, Delta Zulu.
Sounds good, sounds good. This is KUYNU, standing by. All stations, this is KYNU, the Macomb County ARPSC Net. We'll start in 5 minutes. All stations, this is KYNU, that's Kilo Echo.
Good evening, 1900 hours.
And I'll be
cloudy.
Whiskey Alpha 8, MAC,
degrees.
That's Whiskey Alpha 8. Mike Alpha Charlie for tonight's Macomb County ARPSC Weekly Net. This net is held every Thursday at 7 p.m. on this frequency, except on the third Thursday during the monthly ARPSC meeting. Please note that if this station fails to transmit, we'll move over to 442.600 with a PL of 123 offset of plus 5. Again, that's 442.600, PL123, offset of plus 5, or over to Simplex at 146.580. Is there a station that could take over as net control if for some reason the station is not able to transmit?
November 8th, Victor, Delta, Zulu, Mike, and Warren.
NATBDZ, Mike and Warren, good evening, sir. Appreciate the backups tonight. Please note that during this net, emergency traffic may break in at any time. The ARPSC net is a directed net. All are welcome to check in. Stations outside of Macomb County will be invited to check in after Macomb County. Those in Macomb County have checked in. When checking into this net, please say the following net control. This is followed by your call sign given slowly and phonetically, followed by your name and whether you have traffic or announcements. Do not unkey during any of that. After everybody's checked in, we'll go back to the list of those who have traffic and announcements. This is WA8MAC. My name is Dave. Net control for tonight's Macomb County ARPSC Weekly Net. Are there any mobile stations or short-time stations or in-and-out stations wishing to check in? Please call WA8MAC.
This is Kilo 8 Whiskey Alpha, Ray Township, Mobile, Whiskey Alpha Mobile in Ray Township, in-and-out tonight.
This is Kilo Charlie 8, Kilo Juliet Oscar. Kilo Charlie 8, Kilo Juliet Oscar. Name is Tom, Tango Oscar Mike. I am mobile, no traffic tonight.
Net control recognizes KWA and KC8KJO. Good evening, guys. Welcome. come to the net tonight. And for KAWA, can I get a name on that, please? I think you said Ray, but I just want to confirm that.
This is Kilo 8 Whiskey Alpha. The name is Bill, short for William, and no traffic tonight, and going to have the QRT after this.
Not a problem, Bill. I appreciate you checking in tonight. You have a safe night tonight. Appreciate you. And Tom, I got you on there as well.
Any DVD rechecks?
Go ahead, any DVD.
I forgot to say I have an announcement, so just didn't know that. Any DVD back in that control.
Got you now for announcements. All right. We'll now take check-ins by location. We'll start from 8 Mile Road and work our way north to Boardman Road, which is the county line. Station is located between 8 Mile Road and 14 Mile Road. Please call now. Hearing none, we'll continue our way north. This is Net Control Station WAMAC calling for stations located between 14 Mile Road and Hall Road. 14 Mile Road and Hall Road. Please call now.
NACNS.
Net Control recognizes NACNS. And can I get a name and location, please?
Name is John. I'm between 14 and 15. And round Randy
Ryan. Got you in the net there, John. Appreciate you checking in. Any more stations located between 14 Mile Road and Hall Road? 14 Mile Road and Hall Road, please call now.
Name is John. Delta Oscar November NATNS.
Copy that. Got you in there, Don. Sorry about that. All right, one last call for anyone located between Hall Road and 14 Mile Road. 14 Mile Road and Hall Road. Please call down.
Next call. This is November 8th with Charlie Bravo. Dave. No traffic.
Net Control recognizes NAWCB. Dave, good evening, sir. Got you in the net. All right. This is Net Control Station W88MAC calling for stations now located between Hall Road and Boardman Road. Hall Road and Boardman Road. Please call now.
This is W8BD. Name here is Wally. Whiskey 8 Victor David, or Delta, I should say. W8BD.
That's correct. November 8th, Whiskey
Wally City, sir.
10 Tango India Mike in Richmond. No traffic.
I got you. And then that there, Tim. Can I get your call sign one more time? I'm sorry. I stepped on you.
November 8th, Whiskey Romeo Oscar. NAWRO.
Got you in the net there, Tim. I was almost gonna say that, but then I'm like, well, I second guessed myself, so I played safe and sorry. I appreciate that there, Tim. All right, last call for anybody located between Hall Road and Boardman Road. Hall Road and Boardman Road, please call now. is that control station P. That control station W8MAC. I'll now take check-ins located from outside of Macomb County. If you're located outside of Macomb County, we ask that you please give your call sign slowly and phonetically, followed by your name, and followed by what county you're located in, and whether you have traffic or announcements. Stations outside of Macomb County, please call now.
Alpha, Delta, 8, Oscar, Delta, John, Oakland County, no announcements, no traffic.
Net Control recognizes 88, OD, John. Welcome to the net, sir, and good evening. All right, last call for those located outside of Macomb County. Give your call sign slowly and phonetically in what county or city you're located in. Please call now. All right, sounds like a good group tonight. Appreciate y'all checking in. And Joe, any of HAP, I've got you on Discord, and hopefully you're having a good night. But anyways, tonight's question, because it is summer, and I personally love barbecuing, and I know it has nothing to do with ham radio, but I love barbecuing. I'm going to ask you, what is your favorite barbecue dish? What is something that you like to barbecue? And then what is your favorite dish to barbecue and to eat? So, John, I'm going to start with you, 88OD. What's your favorite barbecue dish, whether you like to barbecue it or you like to eat it?
Well, if I'm barbecuing here, I think I probably do like a brisket, smoke it all day. I like one of those steel eggs, not one of those expensive ceramic ones, but works well. I don't do that as often as a pork butt, but I do like the taste of brisket a lot better. No need back to that.
Can't beat a good smoked dish, man. That is like my ultimate goal is to get a smoker, and for sure, definitely. Summer comes around, even if it's dead winter, I still like the barbecue. So, good stuff, good stuff. All right, Tim. What about you, sir? What do you like to barbecue, or what barbecue dish sounds good to you?
Well, nothing too fancy for me. We just had a little party for my grandchildren at the BB Park last week, and it was a little cool, but we actually fired up the charcoal briquettes, and my son-in-law just cooked burgers and dogs, and they tasted great. Of course, we did have some family members that needed the non-meat options, so he had actually three varieties there. So it went well, and it tastes good, but nothing fancy there. That's all. Back to net, NAWRO.
You can't beat a good hamburger on the grill. It tastes a lot better barbecue than it does coming from like in the pan or something like that. Now they got smash burgers, and we've gotten a good conversation at work about what's better, a smash burger or a stuffed burger. So I personally think a stuffed burger, but that's just me. All right, Wally. Sir, what about you? What sounds good? What do you like to barbecue, or what barbecue sounds good to you?
So believe it or not, something real simple. Chicken. I love chicken. Barbecued on the grill. Lots of barbecue sauce. Outside, almost burnt. That's it. It's just chicken and asparagus. I love putting asparagus on the side of it and tinfoil burning that a little bit too. So I tend to like this stuff more well done than not. So, but summertime, nothing fancy, nothing expensive. I like chicken on the grill, especially if it's charcoal. WABB.
Yeah, you're right on that. The barbecue chicken, man, that is so good. There's nothing quite better than a barbecue chicken. It's got that slathered in barbecue sauce and just has that nice crunch to it. It is good. It is really good. All right, Dave, any WCB? What about you? What do you like to barbecue? What sounds good barbecue wise for you?
Net control, WCB. I don't know, it's a toss up there, believe it or not, between lox and hamburgers there. I've enjoyed those. We've had those the past couple of weeks. Of course, it would turn down the steak or chicken or pork chops or salmon or anything like that. All sound good, but that's the one probably that I need. Anyway, good night tonight in 73. Back to you, next control. Any WCB?
Yeah, definitely brats are good. Definitely a good item. If I had a choice between brats and hot dogs, I'll take a brat, definitely, for sure. It's gotta have sauerkraut though with it. So if you don't have sauerkraut, I might pass on the brat too. But a good steak too. That's yummy as well. All right, working our way back up here. John, any KNS? What about you, sir? What's your thoughts here on barbecue? What sounds good to you?
Well, brats is probably one of my favorites. I like making lots of different things, but I really like the brats. That's what we make quite a bit, especially when we go with chicken. Anyway, KNS.
Yeah, definitely. You get the cheddar brats, or they got these. They got these queso-filled brats over at Kroger's, and I highly recommend them. You got to try them out. If you like a little bit of spice, queso brats are good. All right. Mike, KCAK, or Tom, KCAKJO, what about you, sir? What sounds good to you as far as barbecue?
Definitely barbecue chicken legs and chicken thighs. Nice and dark, nice and crispy, lots of barbecue sauce, definitely. For vegetables, grilled asparagus or grilled squash. Those are my favorite. That's it. KCKGO. Oh, Dave, I might have a smoker, but I gotta see if my son wants it first. KCKGO.
That would be awesome, definitely, for sure. Yeah, definitely. The chicken, the chicken is just, I like it. And I'm like you guys. It's got to have that crunch to it, and it's got to be, I have the barbecue sauce. Vegetables, yeah, I'm okay with that. I'm all right. I can take it or leave it on the vegetables, but yeah, for sure, definitely. All right, let's see, Bill. I know you're not here, so we'll move up to Mike, NABDZ. And Mike, after you answer the question, I'm going to turn it over to you for your announcement.
Thanks, Dave. Good evening, everybody. Glad you joined the net tonight. For barbecue, I like the barbecue sauce guy, and I too love chicken, but number one favorite, but I don't do it often because it's just, takes too long, it's a lot of work. Through the years, I developed a killer rub, and I make ribs, and also through the years, and we just learned this about 4 years ago, my sister, Kate, developed a killer sauce. And when you put her sauce on my ribs, oh, it's money. But unfortunately, we didn't learn that until
you know, just a couple of years ago, and I'm too old to be starting a business. Or we might have, you know, we might have decided to go into ribs and sauce. Okay, who knows? Anyway. But yeah, so I think my favorite would be my ribs, my sister's sauce. Oh, I'm a happy guy. And four announcements. I just have one. We are still looking for net control folks. So if you are interested in doing net control, currently if you raise your hand, currently if one person raises their hand, you'll be doing it just once a month. And if, you know, Dave and I are pretty flexible, you know, we've been taking vacations, we cover each other. So we're a team. So if you come along and say, yeah, I want to do net control, then you go on vacation, one of us will take your spot. No worries. And it's a pretty easy task to do. You're just reading the preamble and asking a question. So it's pretty easy to do, but a pretty important task to do and to be in practice for during an emergency. If you haven't done any net control before the emergency, we're probably not going to ask you or want you to do net control during the emergency, just because you don't have the experience. You know, there's little pitfalls you can step into, and doing it helps out. So we're hoping that a couple people will sign up for that. And I just sent an email to, I'm going to screw this up. If I screw this up, Dave, please come back. And give the correct email address, arpscmacombcounty@gmail.com. Send an email there, and it's all one word, arpscmacombcounty. I think that's it. I'm bad. If I'm not right, please correct that immediately. All right, this is November 8th, Victor Delta Zulu, back to Net Control. Thanks for doing the net, Dave.
Not a problem there, Mike, and definitely appreciate you. And, yep, you are correct. That is arpscmacombcounty@gmail.com. And if you're interested, definitely, you don't have to be perfect. We're not looking for perfect. I'm not, you know, I make mistakes and, you know, goof my words up. You know, we've got a script, and I still goof up. So, you know, we're not looking for perfect. We're looking for willingness. We're looking for people that that want to do net control. It is important. Having these nets are important. I like to think of the Thursday net as just kind of a social time that we can kind of get together. It's an opportunity to check our equipment to make sure our equipment works and that we're fine tuning it. And you know, we're getting in touch with each other, and I want to make sure that we're relaxed. I know there's some decorum that has to happen as far as, you know, as far as the net, and it has to, you know, you have to follow a certain protocol or a certain way of doing things. But like I said, I'd like for us to be relaxed and you know, obviously be serious when we're supposed to, but you know, there's nothing wrong with having fun. There's nothing wrong with you know, doing what we do. So, I appreciate Mike, and I appreciate his willingness to be net manager and to do this. And I'm going to break here for time. And you know, stepping outside of the box there and getting things going. We've been running the net here for a year now, and it's been good. It's been, you know, we've grown, and that's kind of the part of the reason why the guys didn't get a mass notification system today. I've got to work on something. It's a good thing. We're growing, but with that growth, then comes another step of well, we've got to make a decision on as far as that notification system there. But good stuff, and I hope you guys have liked the question tonight. I was thinking about it, and I'm like, you know, what should I ask? And, you know, it's nice to have ham topics, and it's nice to have equipment topics, and sometimes it's just, you know, just a fun topic. salmon on the grill. Anything barbecue, I will do it because I just love barbecue. And you get a moment and you stop me at a meeting, Thursday night meeting in person, I will show you a picture. I lived up in northern Wisconsin, just south of Iron Mountain, in dead of winter, and it is snowing, and I'm in my shorts and a T-shirt out barbecuing. So I love to barbecue. But appreciate you guys and your willingness to answer that question. Now, on to announcements, on to the good stuff here as well. We've been growing. We've added, let's see, we're up to 27 members now. We had a few contacts on Facebook ask about what our group is and what we do. Been able to share that with them, and I know there's a gentleman that's looking at potentially getting his ham radio license. He was asking me how to do that, and so hopefully he'll be able to follow up and get his license and then potentially have another member join us. So it's good. I've been working on a membership manual. I want to hand those out here for you guys eventually in one of the monthly meetings when they're ready. It'll be a hardcover book, and it'll have your task book. You can be able to put your task book in it and take notes and different things. But it'll be a good quick reference for you guys. So if you need to refer to something, whether it be a protocol or a storm or something like that, you can go to that book and it'll be super easy to get to. So that's a couple things I'm working on here for us. Mike is working on getting a 205 for us. We're going to be working on getting some backup channels here. We got to recertify some things, redo some things as far as our backup channels. Certain frequencies work better than others, and now there's newer repeaters that are out there. So once that's solidified, we'll get you those frequencies, and that way you guys will have those plugged into your radios and be ready to go. I know the important ones, the backup. We obviously need to make sure we've got that backup in our repeater. That's why the preamble of the net, we'll tell you, hey, we need to have these channels programmed in. So highly recommend that. If you need those channels, I can always send those to you via email. Feel free to reach out to me, and I'll get those to you. We're plugging along. Let's see here. The 19th, that'll be our next in-person meeting. And so looking forward to that. And again, understand if you got a family event or if you got a vacation planned, just let me know. Hey, I've got something going on that night, and I wish I could be there, or whatever. Just let me know, and I'm going to try something out. I found a way to record the meetings, so you might get an audio recording of the meeting later on. Just let me know if you're unable to make it. We'll try to get you an audio version of it. But highly recommend you guys coming out to these meetings. I'm happy to see the growth and the amount of people that show up, the guys that show up, the people, and the new guys that have shown up. It's been good. It's been really good. So mark your calendars down. July 26th. I'd like to aim for that as a fox hunt day. Where there's more to come on that. Mike and myself, if I can talk today. We're going to meet up here. We're going to kind of discuss some things in regards to the fox hunt. Looking forward to it. Lance Crews, Amateur Radio Club there, they do the fox hunt. They're very proficient at it, and so we're going to have somebody come in from their group and kind of explain things and show us how things work. And Mike, let me break here and let me give you the opportunity. I know you took a little bit of time here last night. Go ahead and maybe explain things here if you got a moment there, Mike, and what we're to look forward to here for the Fox on NABDZ.
Yeah, good idea, Dave. So
apparently every year at their last meeting, they have a little competition amongst themselves at Lance Cruz, and they do a fox hunt, which they do some, I don't know if they do more through the year or not, but I know they at least do one on the very last meeting, which was a surprise to me. I was just going there to find out if they could get someone, because I knew that it's fox hunt, to come to our meeting and tell us about fox hunts. But instead, I got to participate. And it was pretty cool. I had the guy whose car I was in had a nice setup for his antenna, for his vehicle. And several people had different things, including some people even had Doppler going. It was, pretty cool. Some of the rules for it were things like the radius from the start point of the fox hunt is like a 5-mile radius. So whoever's hiding the fox, they can go 5 miles away, and they were pretty close to that. They were a couple of miles away from us. When you're just using your radio and using your antenna to home in on their signal using signal strength, and your radio. So the meter on your radio, which is showing the signal strength, and then we also had an attenuator hooked up so that as we got close to it, when you're within a half a mile or closer to it, if it's kicking out enough power, you're going to be just spiking your needle, and which direction do you go? You're going to be reading it in all directions, and so the attenuator, dials that power back a little bit so that you can keep directing yourself. And to my joy, I was in the car that actually won the fox hunt. So it was really cool to have that opportunity also to not only be a part of the game, but to be in the winning vehicle. And the gentleman who was driving the vehicle, John, and I'm trying to pull up his, I will not be able to get his call sign up quick enough, but John is the gentleman that's going to come join us in July or August. We still got to work out the fine details, and he's going to share all about fox hunting. Some of the things that we'll want to set up, some of how the fox actually works, which is pretty cool, so I won't get into that much now. But how the fox actually works and different antennas you can use and different ways you can set up your vehicle and how you do the darn thing. So it was all a great learning experience. If anybody's doing a fox hunt and you just want to go and observe, please, yeah, you're going to want to. It was a lot of fun. All right, I will send this back to you in Ag Control. Dave, thanks for the moment. N-A-D-D-Z.
And this is K-8-Y-N-U as W-A-8-M-A-C. Yeah, definitely looking forward to it. It's going to be a good event. Should be a lot of fun. So we'll get that email out to you guys, and I'm hoping to do some more training like that here as we go along. And it's going to be really good. It's going to help us as far as training and just learning about how to do this. You just never know when you might have to find somebody that may be lost, like Mike had alluded to in the meeting, via radio or via signal. They may have that may be their only way of contact. And definitely exciting. So, and again, I say this, often, if you guys have something that you want to train on, let me know, let Mike know. We're always open to ideas and different things, and We want to make sure that we are prepared for the county. When the county calls us up and says, hey, we need to put you guys in the action, we want to be ready to go, and that's what's important, is to be ready for our county. So, it's gonna be good. I'm glad to put this stuff on and get some stuff going. And as we go through the summer, it'll be fun. We want to make it fun. Ham radio, you do ham radio because it's a hobby, but you want to have fun with that hobby, and so. Nothing wrong with being serious, but also having fun as well. All right, just a reminder, continue on your task books. If you need anything, need any help, reach out to both Mike or myself. If you need something signed off on, bring your task book to the monthly meeting, and we'll get it signed off for you, and we'll work along, and hopefully get everybody onto level one, and It'll be good. So, all right, we'll go ahead and take late check-ins. If there's anybody that would like to check in here that has not done so, you're welcome to. Again, we ask that you give your call sign slowly and phonetically, your name, and if you're outside of Macomb County, give your location, what county you're in.
This is November 8th, Hotel Lima Yankee, Tom in Sunny Heights.
Net Control recognizes N8HYL, Tom. And good evening, sir. Welcome to the net. Appreciate you checking in tonight.
Correction, call sign is November 8, Hotel Lima, Yankee.
Copy that there, Tom. We're getting that fixed here for you. Appreciate the correction. Joe, have you been able to get, I know you're working on, I see it on Discord there, just reaching out to see if you're able to check in or if your radio's up and running.
Air control.
I'm going to go and take that as a no. All right. Well, I appreciate you guys hopping in on the net. Again, you guys are doing an awesome job. Any questions or anything that you guys have for us, again, feel free to reach out. I'm always here for you guys. You can send me an email, nrpscmacombcounty@gmail.com. Or you can call my office, 586-221-0086. Again, that's 586-221-0086, and then you'll be directed to a prompt. The prompt will, you can choose to talk to me, or you can talk to Mike, or leave us a message, and we'll get back to you. But I'm going to go ahead and close out the net here. Appreciate again. All those that participated, this concludes tonight's session of Macomb County NRPSC Net. Thanks for all those that have checked in, and hopefully we'll hear you guys next week, same time, same station. Please check out our Facebook page, Macomb County NRPSC Facebook page. This is K8YNU as WA8MAC closing the net at 1939. And returning the repeater back to regular amateur use. 73, see you all. This is KYNU, and I'm going to stand by here for about 5 minutes.
Yeah, late check-in, KE4, is he like you, Joe Clinton, touch it.
KE4, ZYQ, good evening, Joe. Appreciate you checking in tonight, and got you on the log.
Yeah, thank you. I tried to time it just right. I had to use the restroom, not to get gross or any too much TMI, but you guys, hopefully you can put a little more pause periodically every so often. I held it longer than I could, and I had to wait till the end of the close to get back in. So, boy, that's life. K4ZYQ, thank you.
Air quality alert.
Not a problem there, Joe. I will work on that. I'll try to work on that here for you. I know I tend to talk fast, and when I'm tired, there's not a pause there. My brain's like, just go. So, but I will remember that here, so that way then I can be more of a help to you guys. So I appreciate the feedback there.
Air quality alert. Good evening. 20-100 hours. Mostly cloudy. 67 degrees. Air quality alert.
Is this frequency in use? KD8JSR, requesting a radio check. Can anybody hear this mobile? KD8JSR. I guess I'm not being heard. KD8JSR, clear.
Air quality alert. Air quality alert. Good evening. 21 hours. Mostly cloudy. 67 degrees. Air quality alert.
Is there a big deal?
I missed that. Was that a W8KVL? Go ahead.
W8KPL, if I'm not mistaken. This is Kilo Zero, Bravo, Tango Lima. Greg here in the mobile. How's it going?
W8KPL, it's going fine. I'm sorry, I didn't catch all of your call sign. I don't have a notebook by me, and my memory is not what it used to be. Come back.
Roger, roger. This is Kilo Zero, Bravo, Tango Lima, K0, BTL.
Forgive me, I'm kind of new at this. I got as far as Kilo Zero, Zuzu Lima?
Roger, roger. Yeah, no worries. Every expert was a beginner at some point. This is Greg here. Call sign is K0... B, T, L, Kilo Zero, Bravo, Tango, Lima.
Bravo, Tango, Lima. I think I got it now. Thanks. What can I do for you?
Oh, not much. Just showing my neighbor here how amateur radio works. We're heading up to the parts store here. I'm going to grab some goodies and head back to the house.
Roger that. I'm actually just sitting out in the workshop tonight. We have a proverbial beer and the boys, my two dogs and myself, come out to the workshop and we putz around with electronics and woodworking and what other whatnot projects seem to not be done at the time.
Roger, roger. Copy all. Is that a garage workshop at home or a garage workshop at work there?
Yeah, that's actually a, well, garage workshop. It's a pole barn. It's actually the back half of a pole barn. And it's at home, and it's got 30 years worth of undone projects left in it. So I've got plenty of time to, plenty of projects, I should say, to occupy my time before I go to bed at night.
Roger, roger. Copy all. Yeah, that's always good. It helps keep you busy. Helps keep you young, that's for sure.
Well, I'm not sure about the keeping me young part. I'm feeling older and older every day I get. I don't ask my age, so I guess that counts, right?
That's 100% true. You're only as old as you feel.
Well, I guess any given day I feel like I'm 110 and my wife says I act 18, so take your choice, I suppose.
Well, I suppose if the YAL says you're 18, you're probably doing better than most guys, I think, so hi.
Roger that. Hey, just out of curiosity, how'd you pick my call sign out?
I didn't quite pick it out. This is actually the Fenton repeater that I'm on right here, to my knowledge. At least that's what the repeater book says.
You did call Whiskey 8 Kilo Papa Lima, is that correct?
Negative. I just said my call sign and responded back once I heard your call sign, though.
Okay, roger that. My bad. I thought I heard my call sign and decided somebody knows I'm out there. So, go ahead.
Roger. That's usually what you do when you say your call sign or somebody says theirs. You just kind of repeat it back for clarification, acknowledgement, all that good jazz. Just confirm also. Or if you wanted to log it in QRZ, all that good stuff. But I actually got to clear out for a second here. We're at the QSO, so I'm going to put the bells and whistles on it and say 73s for a few minutes. We've got to go buy some parts.
Very good. Thanks for the contact. I appreciate you getting me on the radio. I'm kind of new at this and really got to break through that barrier that I've got. So 73-W8-KPL, out.
W8-KPL, this is K0-BTL, 73s, back at ya. Clearing out. I'll be back on in a few minutes. Thank you for the contact. Have a good night. K0-BTL mobile.
Air quality alert. Good evening. 22 hours. Mostly clear. 65 degrees. Air quality alert. Air quality alert. Air quality alert. Good evening. 23 hours. Mostly clear. 60 degrees. Air quality alert. Air quality alert.